It's a Friday. That means movies, and that means our Blue Jean movie critic, Chris Bellini. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
What are you talking about today?
You ready to go back to comic book world?
Oh, my God. Can we ever get out of comic book world?
Well, I mean, I don't mind being stuck in there. It all depends what they're serving up at the table.
What do we got today?
We got a little Fox film here, actually, probably one of the last Fox films, of course, because we know Disney completed their merger or buyout or whatever they're going to call it of Fox. We're talking about Dark Phoenix from the X-Men world. And these characters have been around for a while. Sophie Turner, she's one of these strong mutants called Jean Grey. Now, the movie starts. She's on a mission in space. She gets hit by this cosmic force, and that's going to start to transform her into the beloved or maybe not beloved comic book character, Dark Phoenix, who happens to be one of the most powerful mutants around. Now, here's the problem. She's got some unstable powers. She's dealing with some personal issues that have come to light. So she's going to start to spin out of control. She's going to go face-to-face against some of her own X-Men, tear that family apart, and potentially threaten, of course, when you're talking about a comic book movie, potentially threaten the entire planet. Here's a scene from the film. Smith, played by Jessica Chastain, she's another potential threat to the world, is talking with Jean, trying to kind of manipulate her by bringing up some of those personal issues.
You're the girl who everyone abandons.
Maybe they had good reason.
Because what's inside you? You're afraid of it because you think it makes you bad, evil. All the words you've been taught to keep you in line. Words created a very long time ago by men with very little minds. They can't begin to comprehend what you are, even your X-Men.
Ooh.
A little setup there.
Sounds foreboding to me, Chris.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you've been seeing some of the ads. I kind of feel like they've been trying to build this as the conclusion of those X-Men films, which I want to say I don't think that's necessarily the case. Yeah, they kind of wrap up some loose ends, but it's not that really big finale you expect, and you know, especially after you just saw Endgame. This one's kind of leave you wanting more, I'm sure, but that's up to the fans. I will say this. I wasn't a fan of the last film, Apocalypse, so I went into this one kind of ready for anything.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that in this film they kind of center on one character, Jean Grey, so that gives them a little opportunity to go a little bit deeper in the story, give you a few more layers of that character, and, of course, some of the other ones. But, you know, in this case, I don't think they went as deep as they could have. They didn't really mix things up enough, and they didn't really kind of pull you in enough to make this film gripping. Sure, there's a lot of action, a few superhero moments, and that's good. But, you know, for a movie like this, I kind of felt like there were a few too many lulls as you were going forward.
Well, you're not expecting that, right, in one of these kinds of movies.
That's true. And for me, as I, you know, we always talk about the emotional punch. Man, I felt like the emotional punch in this movie didn't have a lot of power. I don't know if they just didn't take enough time to set it up or they didn't hook us into some of the situations, characters enough. But when you don't have that emotional edge in a story, film like this, superhero film, that's not good. So basically what I'm saying is very disappointed. It's not going to be the big conclusion everyone wanted. That's disappointing. Now, if you are an X-Men fan or an action fan or you're looking for like a popcorn movie, never turn you away from something like this because it's entertaining enough and it's going to fill 2 hours, especially if it's a hot day. But, you know, for everyone else, you know, maybe wait to see this one on Blu-ray because I kind of felt like it didn't have that punch it should have.
So much for The Dark Phoenix. What about streaming this weekend? I think a lot of us are going to want to sit in front of our air conditioners this weekend.
Well, you know, I'm going to go out of the box a little bit on this one because, you know, we always talk about series and we talk about movies, but I stumbled across something with my girls that they really like to watch, and it is a series, but it's like a reality-based series. They like the cooking shows, and there's two things on there that are kind of similar, but there's Sugar Rush, which is basically where these cake makers have to make tasty cakes, but at the same time, they have to make them look sometimes like photorealistic, whatever the theme is. I watched one that was Marvel Avengers. And I watched one that was about dresses. So really entertaining to see who wins, but just to see how they pull together these really delicious-looking, you know, photorealistic things. And the other side of that is a show called Nailed It, which is also competition, but this one has a more comic aspect to it because they take people, and I don't know about you, but I can't cook very well, they take kind of really immature people, they bring them in, they say, look, here's a cake of the Eiffel Tower, you got 3 hours to make it. So there's a lot of comedy that unfolds.
Oh, I bet.
These guys, they don't know what they're doing, or when they do the big reveal and it looks like a, you know, the Eiffel Tower got exploded in the Dark Phoenix movie, it's definitely entertaining. And, you know, everyone can watch it, and that's what really pulled me into mentioning it because the girls are watching it, my wife's watching it, and everyone's, you know, just kind of enjoying something that
looking for something a little bit different. We will take those words to heart as we head into the weekend. Chris, have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
That is Chris Bellini on KSRO.